to meet his friends. The shir should be a special chus for Armoni Maros Shichlinish Masmaros Esther Bas Rib Shmuel. And this shir is based on the Torah of Mori v'Rabbi Hagon Hagadol Hamufla v'Hamuflag Rabbi David Yitzchak Mann. And we will be singing Niflos Mitoras Hashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya. Ketuv ba'pasuk, b'perek yud gimel, pasuk mem hei, v'hatsaru asher bo hanega, b'gadav yu frumim, v'rosho yiye parua, v'al safam ya'ate, v'tamei tamei yikra. And the tsarua, the person who is afflicted with this disease of tsaras, who has this nega, who has this affliction, bigadav yiyu frumim, his clothing should be ripped, v'rosho yiyu parua, his hair should be let grow long, ve'al safam ya'ateh, and he should cover his face and his until his lip, v'tamei tamei yikra, and then he should call out, tzvaymol tamei tamei. V'ayin b'kli yakar kan she'amad ala she'ila. Kli yakar asks, what's pshat? V'hatzarua asher bo hanega she'ari pashut she'bo hu hanega. Otherwise he's not a tzarua. So what's this chiddush that the Torah is telling us over here? Hatzarua asher bo hanega, avada the tzarua is bo hanega, otherwise he's not a tzarua. Just say v'hatzarua b'gadav yufrumim, etc. In the Taras Kohanim, they darshan from here that the pasuk is coming l'rabos kohen gadol. That normally kohen gadol is osur b'priya uprima, and here yesh lo lefra v'lifrom. The kohen gadol's job is to do priya and prima. Normally he's it's osur. We had many shiurim on that recently, and here he's chayiv. When he was a Mitzvah. But we have to understand, this is a question that Moreno Rabbeinu asks quite often, where does the Jirash come out of the Pshat? That's like a lot of times, you see a Jirash has to be connected to the Pshat, and even after you get how the Jirasha came out of the Pshat, you're left with another question. And that question is, what's Pshat in the Pasuk? And even if after you have a Jirasha, and the Jirasha is telling you, V'atzarua asher bo hanega, that it's a yitor, it's superfluous. It doesn't have to say asher bo hanega, so it's telling you, even a Kohen Gadol who is a nega has to do pri and prima. Okay, very nice. But what's pshat in the pasuk? That can't be pshuto shel mikra. So it appears as follows. In the dinim that were said here in the pasuk, it's mafurish and targum unkelus over here on the pasuk al safam yate, in the Taras Kohanim, in the sugyan moed katan daf tesvav amir aleph, the Rambam in the 10th parak of Chos Tumis Tziras halacha vav, and all of these sources tell us that yisod gadol in Tziras. And that is, sweet friends, that a mitzora is like an oval. A mitzora should be like an oval. And therefore, you see in the sugya, mitzora is asur b'sheila shalom ke'oval. Ayin sham b'sugya, b'sfasem b'sham b'divrei maslim mitzora ma'al b'divrei Torah. All in yanam of avelus, divrei Torah, sheila shalom. V'gam adinim shel b'gadav yufrumim. What does an oval do? He rips his clothing. Roshu ye parua, no haircuts, avil. So the ikar is a chiyuv. We discussed this recently in a different shir. We've been going through the Mishnayos and the going be'iyun v'siyata d'shmaya. So we saw the yisod that negaim is the yisod of avelus. Ikar adin baze u chiyuv shel hanagat avelut miyuchedet b'mitzora b'dinim shenamru kan b'pasuk. Here in the pasuk, we have special dinei Avelus. So too the Gemara says, al safam yate. So that can mean in Pashtus that he should cover his upper lip. But in addition, Rashi there says, val safam yate ke'avil. But in addition, it can mean, like the Gemara darshins, that his sfasayim are clinging to each other. His lips are pursed, because he's asur b'sheila shalom. So these are all hanhagos of avelus. And that's the yisod of a mitzora. A mitzora is quarantine. He's alone. His clothing is ripped. He's in his own world. It's a maisa avelus. And we can now answer the kasha, the Turei Evin, Megillah 8b on the Mishnah there. Ein bein mitzora muzgar le mitzora muchlot. There's no difference between a mitzora who's been muzgar, that was quarantined, and a mitzora muchlot, a definitive mitzora, an absolute mitzora. Ela priya uprima bilvad. The only difference is priya and prima. That's the famous Ein Bains in Maseches Megillah. One of the Ein Bains is that there's no difference between a Mitzora Muzgar and a Mitzora Muchlat, except for Priya and Prima. What exactly is this Hezger? What is a Mitzora Muzgar? So Das Rashi B'Perusha Ala Torah, that they when you see a Mitzora on his flesh, so they quarantine him in his home for a week. Similarly, the Ibn Ezra and the Meiri is Tameya. We see here in the Gemara that you send the Mitzora Muzgar Michutz La'ir, so you're not putting him in a bayis in the city. So he says maybe you quarantine him in a bayis outside the city. He brings Ktsas Ga'onim, who have a very interesting perish, that Hezger means that you surround the borders of the Nega with Tseva in order that the Kohen can see afterwards if it grew. So the Das Sekenim Ibalei HaTosfos doesn't like that. He says then the Baal HaNega can just make the Simen bigger and then the Kohen won't be able to see that it's spread. Very interesting Shiloh, what it means, Hezger. Anyway, after the Yemei Hezgero ends, and he has Simani Tumani Tumatsura Tumatsuras, he has a Seir Lavan, Besar Chai, Osha Gadol Mekamot Shehaya, it got bigger, there was some living flesh in there, there were white hairs in there, so that's what it means, then he's a Mitzora Muchlat. So at this point, what happens to this Mitzora? Very simply, when he's a Mitzora Muchlat, he has to do Pri and Prima. He has to let his hair grow, and he has to rip his clothing, and a Mitzora Muzgar does not have to do that. So that's the Mishnah. So the Sfasem, the Turei Evin asks, why it doesn't also say Val Safam Yate? Just like there's no Isser, there's no din of Pri and Prima on a Mitzora Muzgar. It's in the same pasuk. It says in the same pasuk Priya, Prima, and Val Safam Yate, to cover his upper lip. So why doesn't it say it also by a why doesn't it say that just like Pri and Prima are only by a Muchlat, so too Al Safam Yate is only by a Muchlat and not by a Muzgar? So based on what we explain, we can say as follows. There is not a Tseiruf of Dinim here that were said in one Pasuk that are Mechayiv in Muchlat and not in Muzgar. If that would be the case, that the Mishnah is telling us dinim that were said about a muchlat and not about a muzgar, so then it would be a very good question. The question would be, how come it also doesn't say Atiyah Safam? Well, Safam Yate, that's also very shaykh to a Mukhlat and not to a Muzgar. Same Pasuk. And in the same way, we exclude a Muzgar from Pri and Prima, we're also going to exclude a Muzgar from Atiyah Safam. So, and we're going to hopefully get to that miut soon, but that's not what the Mishnah is doing here. It's not a tseir of shel dinim. It's not this combination of dinim that were said in one pasuk that are mechayev a muchlat and not a muzgar. Then the keturim would say, "Hey, where did atiyah safam go?" But rather, there's one yisod. There's one principle that's mechayev in anhagas avelus, from which flows the chiyuv of the hanhaga of all of these dinim. And on this the Mishnah said that this mechayiv is only in a mitzorah muchlat and not in a muzgar. And for this reason, a muzgar is not chayiv in pri and prima. And memela, it was said in the Mishnah also that a muzgar isn't chayiv in atiyas safam, because he doesn't have this yisod that's mechayiv hanhagas avelus, because that's where the chiyuv of Atiyas Safam comes from. It comes from the Yisod of being Chayav and Avelis. So it doesn't have to mention it. It only mentions the first two Pratim in the Mishnah and not the third. And we know on our own, because it's just telling us he's Chayav and Hagas Avelis. So we understand on our own that means not only pri and prima, that a muskar does and a muchlat doesn't do, a muchlat does and a muskar doesn't do, but also atiyah safam, because it's telling us there's anhag of avelus here, and this anhag of avelus applies only to the muchlat and not to the muskar. Because these are all hanagas of avelus, pri and prima, and also in the olden days, al safam yata, he would be chayiv batifas rosh, like the Gemara in Moed Katan says, and also he's aser b'she'elas shalom, that his lips should be pursed, his lips should be sealed. So that's the inyan of avelus. So essentially, that's really what the pasuk is telling us. The pasuk is telling us avelus for a muchlat, and of course that would include Ve'al safa miyate. And that's in fact what the Tosas Yantif says. The Tosas Yantif says that it doesn't have to tell us about al safa miyate. Others hold he's not chayiv in al safa miyate, but based on our mahalach, he is. And again, the Mishnah doesn't mention all of them because it's just telling us the Yisod of Mechayiv is Avelus. And once you know that, then you know that he's off the hook for Mal Safam Yateh if he's a Muzgar. And we have a raya from the Tosas Yantiv of the Mishnah, also the Mishnah of Melech, Perek Zayin, Melech Zayin, Lachat Zayin. So the Mishnah was just telling us the Reisha, the Kara, Vuadim, the Seifa, the Kara. Okay, and for this reason, we can also answer the Kasha, the Minchas Chinuch, and the Rambam, Perek Yud Mehilchas Tumas Tzeras, in Halacha Vav, that a Kohen Gadol is chayiv b'pri or prima because esei deicha lo sesei. Now the mashmaos of the Rambam in the fifth parak of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash in Halacha Vav is that there's no iser kriya by a Kohen Gadol unless it's al ha-meis. And here it's not al ha-meis. So what iser is there that we have to come on to esei deicha lo sesei? You're telling me esei deicha lo sesei, that's how the Kohen Gadol is allowed to do pri and prima. But the mashmos, the Rambam Klam Mikdash, is that the only Isser of Pri and Prima by Kohen Gadol is an Avelus, and this is not Avelus, this is Tzeras. But based on what we said, no, afuch. What the Rambam means is that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to do Pri and there's an Isser Kriya. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to do Kriya, mitar b'taras Avelus, as Avelus, labdafka for a mace. As an act of Avelus, he's not allowed to do Pri and Prima. So here, this is an act of Avelus. That's why I have to come on to Esei Deicha Lo Sesei. Kasha was, what do you have to come on to Esei Teuchel Lo Sosei? It's only Asur Mitoch Avelus, and this is Taras, this is an Avelus. So you don't need an Esei Teuchel Lo Sosei to be Matir Pri and Prima. The answer is no. The Yisr is to do it Mitoch Avelus, and this is a Maisa Avelus. So Kamash Malon the Rambam, that Mitoch Esei Teuchel Lo Sosei, he is allowed to do, he's obligated to do Pri and Prima, because this is the Maisa, an act of Avelus Gevaldik. So now we can say, according to this, that the yisod of the chi of avelus of a mitzvah is that we find by tzaras begodim and tzaras batim, there's a special inyan of by tzaras to be menatik the nega mehagbeged vehabayis, to detach the nega from the garment and from the home. Even if you're not burning the whole garment, or you're not knocking down the whole house, but to remove the nega from the beged and the bayis. We see this later on, Psukim Nun Dalet, Nun Vav, Linyan Tzaras Begadim. We see this in Parashas Mitzora, Perek Yudalet, Pasuk Mem, Legabei Tzaras Batim. And therefore, it's not Shaykh by Tzaras Haguf that there will be a physical detachment between nega and the person. However, there is a chiyuv on a mitzvah muchlat that even though there cannot be a nituk of the tzaras mimenu begufo, even though we cannot detach the tzaras from his body, al kolponim, there should be a nituk at tzaras mimenu bidaito. In his mind, he should be detaching himself from the tzaras. And by how does he do that? By anhogas avelus klapei tzaras. Because when he shows avelus klapei this tzaras, what's he showing? He's showing, I don't want any of this. I don't want this tzaras. That's what the maisa avelus does. Maisa avelus shows that I'm going to take myself in my das. I don't want this tzaras. So that is like what he's doing by the begadim and by the bayis. By the begadim and the bayis, he's also physically detaching the tzaras. Here he's not physically, but he's doing it in his das by acting in a way of avelus, a mourning. He is detaching his das from this tzaras, and he's saying, I don't want it. There's a maisa shel nituk. There's this detachment, this lack of coming to terms with being having a neg on him. And so is Mashman, the drush of the Gemara in Megillah Daf Ches Amud Beis, Lemait Muzgar Mi Priyo Prima, that we're Memayet a Metzora Muzgar from Priya and Prima. And that's from what it says, v'hatzarua asher bo hanega. This is terrific. It says in the Gemara that how do we know that we're memayit a muzgar from priya and prima? Because it says, hatzarua asher bo hanega. That tzarua, in him there's the nega. Bo, misha tzaraso tuliya begufo, yatzezeh shein tzaraso tuliya begufo. This is only talking about somebody whose tzaras is taluy in his guf, and not somebody whose tzaras is not taluy, does not depend on his body. What does that mean? So Rashi says, "Asher bo mashma begufo, misha tzaras o tluya tumaso begufo, shekol zman shelo nisirape mimenu tome, v'hainu muchlot v'gabe tahare didei ksiv v'hine nirpa." Nega hatzaras min hatzarua, yotza muzgar shetumasa tfuya bimei hezger, shim lo yimtza biyom shiva simane tuma seyar lovan ofisyon yitaharenu ve'alfa pisha nigo omed olav. Wow. So when it comes to a muchlat, it's begufo. His tzaras is totally begufo. And if he's not misirape, if he's not healed from this tzaras, then he remains tamei. That's what it means, asher bo. It's taluy in his guf. As long as the as long as the tzaras is in his guf, taloi begufo, then he has to be noheg priya and prima. And if not, then not. But when it comes to a mitzora muzgar, it's not taloi begufo b'chal. Why isn't it taloi begufo? Because what happens is the kohen is masgir him, quarantines him for a week, and then if there's no change, then what happens? Okay, puts him in for another week. And then if there's no change, if it doesn't expand, if it doesn't spread, if there's no white hairs that grow in there, then what happens? Then you let him go. So it's talui in what? It's not talui in his guf. He just finishes the days of Hezger. You see that it didn't get worse. And now you can send him home. So therefore it's not bo. Vatsarosha bo anega has to have begad of you frumim varosha yefarua. Misha tzaras utzliya begufo. You have to say it's not tzliya beguf, it's tzliya biyamim. That he has to be a certain amount of days in Hezger. B'sof shavua, Hezger asheni, you let him go home. So, Rashi in his Perush on the Torah writes that if the nega stays the same at the end of the Hezger, he's tameh. And the Ramban is tameh, that you see from our sugya, not like that. And Rashi himself says that in our sugya. So, that's a question that has to be dealt with. But the point that I'm making is that we have this chiluk in the Gemara between a muzgar and a muchlat, this is talui begufo and this is not talui begufo. So, mevuar shepashtis hapasuku. What's the pashtis of the pasuk? That there's a din of begad of yufrumim, not only mimash yesh beish tzaras, ela mimash yesh na tzaras begufo. The begad of yufrumim is not only from the fact that he has tzaras, but tzaras is totally begufo. And the inyan is there's tzaras that's beguf. And it's not bebeged or bebayis. Bebeged or bebayis, you could be menatek, you could get rid of it. But here you can't get rid of it. So therefore he has to show his avelus, begad of yufrumim. He has this tzaras in his body. So he has to be menatek this tzaras from his body by showing avelus. So it emerges then that the drasha is not because the word bo is extra, because it has to say bo, because bo is the yesod hadin. That's the whole vort. The vort is that it's bo. It's bo, it's begufo. By a muzgar, it's not considered begufo. Because he ends the days, even if the nega stays the same, he's pure. But this gentleman, where it's bo, it's begufo, that's the yesod hadin. He has to be menatek, he has to detach it from his body. So that's not a yitur in the pasuk, the bo. The bo, it's not an extra word, it's telling you this is the yesod hadin. But Tzurasher bo anega, and therefore he has to do begad of yufrumim. He has to do a maisa avelus because he has this nega that's attached to his body, and he has to detach it by showing how displeased he is with it, and this is exhibited by his hanagas avelus. So it's only going to be bo. And not if it's not bo, and a mitzvah muzgar doesn't have that, it's not considered bo, because again, it's not totally begufo, it doesn't depend on his body. And with this, we can also answer the kasha of the Sfasemes, and what it says there, behemshech hasugya. Why don't we also say in the pasuk Vayter, Kol yemei asher hanega bo, etc. Badad yeshev. All the days that he has this nega, he has to sit alone. And this is only b'mi shenigo tluya begufa, tali begufa. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says, I don't understand. If you're darshaning the bow, then elameyato. If bo means it's tali begufo, how are you going to explain the pasuk vayter kol yemei asher hanega bo yitma tamehu badad yashev luchutz lamachane moshava? Are you also going to say that there's only badad yashev mechutz lamachane if the tzaras is tali begufo? Only then he requires shiluach mechutz lamachane. But a mitzara muzgar that it's not tali begufo doesn't require shiluach. And if you're going to tell me that that's true, that a mitzvah muzgar doesn't require a shiluach, the Gemara says, read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the only difference between a mitzvah muzgar and a mitzvah muchlat is pri and prima. But le'inyan shiluach, u'letamuye bebiya to be metami bevor al habayis is ha'odim ve'akelim asher imo bebayis, zev zeh shavin. The muzgar and the muchlat are equal. U'mikan, shedin shiluach, noheg, gam b'muzgar. So what about the bow? Once you're darshaning bow, how are you going to deal with this bow? Say it's only referring to the muchlat and not the muzgar, but we know it refers to the muzgar as well, this shiluach mechutz lamachane. That's the Gemara's kasha. So frektis vasemes. Oh, so 1 second. What's the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara's teretz is, I don't know, we can handle that kasha. Amar lei, he rubs his back to Abai, yemei, kol yemei l'rabbis mitzvah muzgar l'shiluach. Since it says in the pasuk, badad kol ash yemei, ash kol yemei asher anegabo yitma, tamehu badad yeshev mechutz l'machane moshavo. So it says, kol yemei, not just yemei. So what does that tell you? That tells you this yisod that we're l'rabos even a muzgar. So the kol yemei is l'rabos muzgar. So comes this fasemes and he asks, so I have an idea. Don't write bo and don't write kol yemei. And then you'll know that it refers to a muzgar as well. Because the bo excludes the muzgar and the kol yemei includes the muzgar. So don't write either of them, and then once you're not excluding the muzgar, you'll know automatically to include the muzgar. But why exclude the muzgar, only to come back and have another drasha to include the muzgar? Azoyat gefrekt, the heilige, heilige Rebbe des Vasemes. But based on what we said, the drasha is not from the yitur. It's not because it's superfluous, because it has to say asher bo hanega. It has to say kol yemei asher hanega bo yitma. Because it's telling us that there's a chalos tuma on the gavra, and because of this is a din shiluach that we see in the parsha, and on this it says that you know why he has this din shiluach? You know why he has this tuma? Because the nega is bo begufo. And therefore his goof is a davar tameh that's mechayev shiluach. So, belav hochi, it has to say asher bo hanega. Kol yemei asher hanega bo yitma. Shenemra b'zeh chalos tuma al kol agavra. All the days that the nega is on him, he is tameh, and therefore he requires to be sent out of the camp. Why? Because he has this nega bo begufo, and therefore since it's bo, so his guf is considered tameh, and he's mechuyev b'shiluach. And it has to say the word bo, because bo is the yesod hadin. That it's bo. it's talui begufo. And once it's talui begufo, so that's the person who is mechuyev in these hanhagas of avelus. So it has to tell us the yisod hadin. It's even in pshuto shel mikro, without saying that it's a yitor, without saying it's super, it's not necessarily extra. It's necessary because it's telling us who's chayev in these hanhagas of avelus, which shiluch mechutz lamachane. This seclusion is a part of it. Is that he's by himself, and that's when a person feels like when he's in avelus. So what obligates that? What obligates that is his that it's bo, that it's part of him, and he has to show that he doesn't want it to be part of him. He has to show by his avelus that he doesn't want it to be part of him, but first it has to be part of him. So therefore it tells us bo, that it's part of you, and therefore you need to have this anagas avelus. It has to say that. Aye, but the Torah, for whatever reason, that you can ask Hashem next time you speak to him, it wants to include a mitzvah muzgar in this din also of shiluch mechutz lamachane. So therefore it has the extra kol yemei, and kol yemei is l'rabos who, it's l'rabos a mitzvah muzgar. But don't tell me not to say bo, because bo is the yesod hadin. And Kol Yemei is telling us a chiddush that it includes as well the muzgar. Okay, but anyway, that's the yesod hadin of a mitzorah. A mitzorah is a maisa of avelus. That's what he's obligated in. And this fits with what Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla writes in his Bir and the Rasag in Essen Kuf Pei Tes, that the Bahag omitted this essay of Bagad of Yufrumim, which the Rambam brings in the Sefer HaMitzvahs in Essen Kuf Yud Beis. And the reason is because the Bahag, and his group that supports him included the Dine Negaim in the Parsha of Negaim. In other words, the Bahag enumerated mitzvahs, and he enumerated Mispar Parshias. So when they enumerated the number of Parshias, not the specific mitzvahs, but in Parshias in the Torah, so that's part of the minion of the Bahag, it's included in the Mispar Parshias. So all Dine Negaim are in the Parsha of Negaim, and therefore he does include it in a specific mitzvah of Begad of Yufrumim, because the whole Parsha is in the minion of Parshias of the Bahag. So on this, Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla asked that this essay is Rami Ala Mitzvah Gufei. Doesn't belong in the minyan of parashas. This is his personal mitzvah. It's not just a general mitzvah that has to be done by a beis din or by people in general. It's talui in him himself, that he has a specific mitzvah to do this. So a mitzvah that's incumbent upon him. The Bahag will normally include in the number of mitzvahs, in his minyan of mitzvahs, and not in mispar parashas. So based on what we said, we can explain that the yesod of the inyan is not a din chiyuv on hagala mitzora. That's a mitzvah on the gavra, and that doesn't belong in the minyan of parshias. But rather, it's a din ashvuye benega lenasko. No, there's a general din that when there's a nega, this nega must be detached. And therefore, if there was a din to be menatik the nega, that would be in the minyan of parshias with all dinei hanegaim. Because the vort is, it's not a specific chiyuv avelus on him. It's a chiyuv in general to detach, to get rid of the nega, to detach himself from the nega, like we find by the begadim and by the house. So here also, this that's the mahalach in this pasuk, that it's not a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv on the mitzora to rip his clothing. That's not what the mitzvah is about. It's not a chiyuv to rip his clothing, grows hair long. But rather, nituk hanega, there has to be a removal of the nega. And how's this nega removed? This nega is removed by acting in ways of avelus. But this isn't necessarily a chiyuv akarkafta de gavra on his head. But rather, it is something that's incumbent upon It's a din in the nega, in the general parasha of negaim. Right? You have a whole big parasha of negaim, and there are a lot of different dinim of negaim, and you call the kohen, and what is a nega, and what isn't a nega. So one of the dinim is that when you see a nega, you got to get rid of it. Like we see v'saraf es habeged. That's when you're actually burning it, but you're also cutting out. V'kara oso min habeged. V'imra ha-kohen v'hine ke'a negach rehu kabes oso. V'kara oso min habeged o min ha-or. It's not a din on the mitzvah. It implies here the kohen does it. The kohen rips it out. You have to rip out the nega. So here the nega has to be ripped out. It just happens to be that the mitzvah is the one who does it in this case. And he rips it out by showing this avelis. And therefore it belongs in the minyan. It's in the general dinim of negaim. And not a specific din on the mitzvah. It happens to be that the mitzvah does it, but it's not his specific mitzvah. The point is that there has to be a nituk, there has to be a detachment from the nega. So, and again, this is done by showing an active avelis. And it would appear that this is also the geder, according to the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs in Essen Kuf Yud Beis. Shetzivanu liyos ha-mitzvah yadua lakol, ad sheyuvdulu mimenu b'nei adam, v'uramro yisalev atzeru asher bo ha-nega, etc. v'haraya. So it's mefurish in the Rambam that the yisur of the mitzvah essay is a siyas ma'isim sheyavdilu mimenu yavdilu mimenu b'nei adam. Shetzivanu yadua ad sheyuvdilu mimenu b'nei adam. People have to separate from him. Now we're in the world of quarantine. So that's what's happening over here. Also minyan hamitzvah hakotzar at the beginning of the sefer ayat kufiyat beis lios hamitzora yadua lakol b'dvarim amurim bo. He should be known that everybody should know that he's doing these things. So it has to show everybody he's a mitzora. And in this way, people are going to separate from him, like the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Also, in the mitzvahs at the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Rosh, the Rambam has a number of things that he does. He has a Sefer HaMitzvahs, where he enumerates the Taryag Mitzvahs. He has a Minyan HaMitzvahs HaKotzar, where he goes through the 613 mitzvahs Bekitzer. And then he has, at the beginning of each section, he enumerates the various mitzvahs. So the Rambam is really into mitzvahs, and as should we be. So the Rambam writes that in the mitzvahs at the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Saras, Shiyah HaMitzvah Mefursim B'Kriyas B'Gadov V'Priyas Rosho V'Ati Al Safam. So the mitzvah should be famous in his ripping of his clothing, Porei Rosh, covering the upper lip, and that's the same idea that everybody should know. And the reason is that's how he's menatek the nega from himself. So it's not, in this case, like we said before, benituk midaito me'amitzara atzma. That's what we've been discussing until now. He's in his das, he's mitnatek, he's detaching himself. Ela hu benituko mibnei adam, shegam zem maisa shel nituk hu benega. He's detaching himself from people. And that's also an act of nituk. That's also an act of detachment. That because of this nega, he's detaching. He's detaching himself from people. And on this, there's a mitzvah essay. And according to the Rambam, the din avelis that was said by a mitzvah is because these are not maisim ba'alma, shalidei ha'yosam mishunim yifreshim imenu b'nei adam. It's not just stam, he does things that people should separate. But rather, these are maisim of a chiyuv of anhogas avelis that express his mitzius, his reality as an ovel, Hamerukaz umunach rak b'tsa'aro. He is completely focused on his own tsar, and therefore he's not connecting to other people, and he's detached from them. So he's detached from other people. He's an avelus. He's detached from the nega. The point here is detachment. Show that you're displeased with the nega. Show that you're detached from other people. And this way you go into your own world. It's an act of separation. It's interesting that Tazria follows, Tazria Metzora follows Shmini, which is also about separating Lahavdil ben Atame ben Atar, kosher animals, unkosher animals. I guess we can say a lot of the Torah is about Havdalah. Ben Kodesh L'chol, Ben Or L'choshech, Yisrael L'amim, Shvil L'shesh Smeh Amaseh. So again, the Inyan is not the Avelus itself, but what is activated by the Avelus. That number one, his Das, like we explained before, in his Das, he's mitnatek from the, he's showing this Avelus to show that he's not interested in having it. And that's what his Avelus shows, and also he separates himself from people. Because of this Nega, he's separate from people. So in both cases, there's this Nituk, this detachment. And with this, we can answer the kasha of the Rashbitz in the Zohar Rakia. He asks in the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs tells us that there's a mitzvah essay of Mitzvah. Who should Sivanu Liyasa Mitzvah Yaduah Lekol Achi Yuvdu Lemenu B'nei Adam? Who Amr Yisal V'atzvur Shebo Anega B'gadav Yufrumim? V'araya Al Yosem Mitzvah essay. The Rambam brings a raya, because the Kohen Gadol has to do it, and how does the Kohen Gadol do it? It's also from Dupri and Prima. So, the Kohen Gadol does Pri and Prima. And how does he do it? It's also for him. The answer is that it's a mitzvah. And as Dochalos says, the Rambam has to bring rayas that this is a mitzvah. Mitzvah is a mitzvah. So as the Zohar Rakia, what do you have to bring rayas for? It says Badad Yeshev Michutz LaMachaneh. That makes it clear that it's a mitzvah. So what do you have to bring rayas that it's a mitzvah? Sit out of the camp. That's clearly a mitzvah. So based on what we said, it would appear as follows: that Badad Yeshev is a chiyuv mitzvah on the gavra, who's tummy betumas tzeras. But here the nidor is on the mitzvah essay klapi the nega. In other words, there's a din in the nega klapi the nega. It's not a tosefis in bodad yeshev, that this should be a yeshiva im hodol afrisho mi b'nei adam. Rather, it's a completely different inyan. It's an inyan of havdalah. Is a mitzvah essay vis-a-vis the nega, that because of the nega you have to separate yourself from people. The nega causes you to be separate from people. So badad yeshev is a mitzvah essay on the gavra. That's clear. Yatame b'tumas tzeras. But we want to know if there's a mitzvah klape the nega. And that's what this whole inyan of doing things like pre and prima to separate you from people, as the Rambam says, that liyosa mitzor yadua lakolat yuvdu lemenu b'nei adam. Because as we explained at length, that there's two tracks here. There's a nituk from the actual nega, and then there's a nituk from people because of the nega. But it's all din in the nega, and not a chiyuv on the gavra, per se. It's a mitzvah klape the nega. So now we understand the question we started with. It says, "Tzarua sherbo anega, begad of you from roshia farua." So here you have the yisod hadin, which is on the tzarua, and this tzarua has various dinim. But the dinim are not that this tzarua has to be an oval like avelos al hames. But rather it's klape the nega. You have to be an ovel klape the nega. Vis-a-vis this nega, this affliction, one has to act with avelus. And therefore there's a nituk, there is a detachment from the nega. When you act with avelus vis-a-vis the nega, you're mitnatek, you're detaching yourself from the nega. The nega's mechayiv this hanhaga. And therefore we have the jirasha, so that's what the pasuk says. Vatsura asher bo hanega, it's the nega. It's the nega that's making him act in these ways. He has to detach himself from the nega. He has to show how displeased he is with the nega. And therefore, it says the Kohen Gadol is included in this. Because yes, the Kohen Gadol is a mufka from Avelus, but that's only when it's din on the Gavra that he has to be in Avel. But here it's different. Normally, when there's a din on the Gavra to be by Avelus, the Kohen Gadol is different. He doesn't act with Avelus when there is an obligation on the person to act with to be a mourner. But when the Avelus is a Maisa Shel HaShvui Benega, which is what the Pasuk is telling us, it's a Maisa that you're detaching yourself from the Nega, there the Kohen Gadol is like everybody else. And therefore it says, Asher Bo HaNega, Tadin Klapei HaNega, V'lo Din Ala Gavra. So therefore the Kohen Gadol is like everybody else. So that's why you can learn from this Pasuk both, the Pshuto Shel Mikra, Hatsura Asher Bo HaNega. We said, just say Hatsura, what do you mean Asher Bo HaNega? No. Asher Bo HaNega, this whole this din of Frumim and Rosh Yafarua, that's a din klape the Nega to show Avelus. Because of the Nega, you want to detach yourself from the Nega. And therefore you can also darshan that this applies to a Kohen Gadol, because a Kohen Gadol's Avelus is usur when it's on the Gavra. But here the Avelus is klape the Nega, and therefore we can also darshan from this Pasuk that a Kohen Gadol has to do, and the Taurus Kohen, and we saw the Jerusha, Kohen Gadol has to do pre and pre and out. There is just so much more to say about this, sweet friends, that I just ask the Rabbono Shel Olam that he give us life and health and everything we need in order to continue, and hopefully we will see more and more neflos mitaras Hashem, lilmod ulamet, lishmor velasas, ulekayim is called divrei Salma Taraso bi'ahava, amen v'amen. And I thank you so, so much for listening. And please stay tuned. We have so much more to say that it would be chaval to miss it. So I hope we get there, Mitzvah Hashem. Shalom, shalom.